You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Next up then, let's have a look at Gibraltar versus the Republic of Ireland. Gibraltar 28-1, the draw 14-1, the Republic in the market at 1-50. And the headline offer here, Robbie Keane to score a hat-trick and the Republic of Ireland to win, is in the market at 4-1. Delighted to welcome our Irish correspondent Alan Moore onto the line now. First of all, a warm welcome, Alan.
Thank you very much, and I need all the warm welcomes I can get because winter has started in Moscow.
What's the temperature there?
It's a balmy 13, and I'm outside in a shirt. However, it's going to get worse. This weekend, they're expecting 12 degrees and rain. So, yeah, as I said, winter has started. The last time we spoke, winter was in full swing, and that was May, I believe. So winter's back again in September.
Ireland have got a bit of work to do in this group, sitting fourth behind Poland, Germany and Scotland on 9 points. This is a comfortable trip against Gibraltar, though. 1-50 they are to win the game. And the reverse fixture back in October 2014, Ireland won 7-0. Robbie Keane scored a hat-trick in 18 minutes on that occasion. 4-1 for him to get a hat-trick here and the Republic to win. Is that appealing? It should be straightforward for the Republic.
Yeah, I can't see Gibraltar really lasting too long in this game. Ireland did a great job in scoring early and keeping it ticking over, and I think we're 7 up within an hour or 60-odd minutes. So Robbie Keane to score a hat-trick, I'd love to see him do it. And I do think that he's going to score at some time in the game. And he should start because he is our most dangerous striker against a team like this, because he will rattle them, he'll chase down defenders. So a hat-trick, yeah, I'd go for it. And I'd definitely look for Ireland to win by, you know, at least, you know, 3-4 goals.
Republic of Ireland to win 3-0 is 7-1. Republic of Ireland to win 4-0. In the market at 6-1. They've only lost one competitive fixture under Martin O'Neill, the Republic. Alan, are you happy with the way this campaign has progressed? I mean, there is work to do to catch Scotland, and the likelihood of them qualifying for the championships is pretty slim.
Martin O'Neill came in to take over, as you know, from Giovanni Trapattoni. He's done a good job so far. Expectations have been fairly unrealistic, and there's been a lot of negativity in the Irish media, as we discussed before. However, me personally, I think he's done a good job with the resources he has. He's up against a really resurgent Scotland under Gordon Strachan, who have been, you know, right, you know, people can talk down the other teams in the group all they want, like Poland and so on, but, you know, Ireland are up against it. I still believe that Ireland will catch Scotland and finish in third. However, you know, I could be just a bit of a dreamer in that. But I do think that Ireland can improve and, you know, get enough points by the end of the campaign to go into third place.
Let's bring Derek McGovern in here. Gibraltar versus the Republic of Ireland. Obviously plain sailing for the Republic this one. It's a matter of how many, isn't it?
Well, yeah, three of the matches have finished 7-0 to the opponents. I'm talking Gibraltar here, not the Republic.
thank God.
I much prefer the Republic of Ireland when it was called ERA, because the whole country sounded like a mistake then. It just had a nicer ring to it.
There are other names. When I played hurling up in Northern Ireland, we were called the Free State, which kind of went out of, it wasn't our name for a long, long time. So ERA, yeah, I could live with that. I like ERA.
I think the only problem is that they're not taking Gibraltar lightly enough. I mean, there's no, it's a question of how far Ireland will win. And as I say, 3-7-0 defeats for Gibraltar in this qualifying campaign. The only snag is you ain't going to get rich because Republic minus 3 goals. You know, so you've got to win by a 4-goal margin for you to cop. That is only 1-3. Now, that's not the kind of bet I would want to have, that, really. The only snag is I can't find a bet I want to have in this game. What do you do? I mean, it's a gimme 3 points for the Irish. Both teams to score, no. which it will be because Gibraltar ain't going to score. That's 2-9, so there's no value there either. I really don't know what to say on this one. I might go for the. I've got a sneaking feeling Ireland will go there, just get the job done, a 2-0 win or something like that, and shut up shop. So I'm going to go for unders, under 3.5 goals in this game.
Okay, under 3.5 goals.
I'd actually recommend to go over 3.5. However, that does look a very good bet, under or 3.5. And we do have to remember that it's 20 years ago, well, I can't say summer now, but 20 years ago that Ireland, as I say, drew with the mountaintop in Liechtenstein. And that was a pretty decent Irish team under Jack Charlton as well. So going to Portugal to take on a rock, you know? So mm-hmm. I think, you know, there is a bit of a worry there. But again, I think, yes, Ireland would just go, you know, score early, keep a nice tight defence and just get out of there with a win. That's the main thing.
And remember what kind of trouble Peggy got into with Rock of Gibraltar as well. So, you know,
Yeah, the Irish and Gibraltar and rocks just don't go together. So, yeah, it could be trouble, you know.
Alex, what are your opinions on this match?
Similar thoughts. Ireland away from home, and they just don't do it for me. And I'm not saying that they're going to lose this by any means. That, you know, they will win. But Gibraltar plus 4 is 15-8. I think Ireland would settle for, you know, a 3-0 would do them. I think we've only got those handicap markets at the minute on the website, which is -3 Republic or +4 Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Gibraltar +5 would make appeal if that comes up at a slightly shorter price. But from what we've got at the minute, I'd be willing to take a chance on Gibraltar +4 at 15-8. It ties in with what Derek was saying about under 3.5 being a player. Gibraltar aren't going to register, so you're basically backing how many goals Ireland will score. 15-8 is a big enough price as far as I'm concerned to take Gibraltar to just last it out a little bit. Mm. Ireland away from home, not the force that they are at home.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.